You are listening to Retro TV, a podcast about the wonderful world of nearly forgotten television. Hello and welcome to Retro TV. I'm listening.
Nice one.
It's basically the only reference I have to this show. I'm still new to Frasier.
So between the theme song and your reference, I think that people, and that you just said Frasier, I think people know we're talking about Frasier.
Could
I'm
be cheers.
Kelly, by the way. Thanks for the nice intro.
Well, I'm not. Am I done? No. let me just do the most important one. My name is Mark. And I am on tonight with Kelly Mielke from the Dr. Quincast award-winning podcast. How are you, Kelly?
I'm doing well.
Thank you.
Already making fun of you. So.
I quit.
That's where we are tonight.
I quit Retro TV. I quit it. Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. I'm very excited. We are talking about this Frasier episode, which Frasier is my all-time favorite TV show, so I'm very excited to discuss it.
I like Frasier a lot, but I'm watching it very, very slowly. I don't know why I'm watching it so slowly, but I'll watch maybe 3 episodes a week. But every single time I put it on, I really enjoy it. And I
mean, that's just a crazy rate, because I watch like a season a day.
I'm just kind of enjoying it, because when I did watch Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, we were watching like 5 or 6 episodes a day. It was way too much. And you brought up an episode before, and I'm like, I don't even remember that episode.
Oh, right, because you were just like burning through them.
Right, and I skipped the baseball one, but I finally went back and it ended up being a decent episode.
Told you.
I want to have Pete on the episode to help review that one, please.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Pete, if you're listening, we need you.
Yeah, and also anyone listening, if you like Dr. Quinn, should check out our podcast.
You know,
it's a good time. Yeah, lots of clips, lots of giggles, lots of analysis. It's a good time.
Fans of Frasier definitely know that Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman exists, right?
I mean, like, they were aired in the same era,
same period of time,
I guess,
TV. I think it's a great
also,
show.
Also, there are a number of characters from Dr. Quinn who
like
Dorothy. Well, Dorothy does. That old lady that plays Hank's grandmother is in an episode of Frasier. The baseball guy is in an episode of Frasier. I'm trying to remember who else. Because I feel like I had them all like together once. There were like 4 or 5 people that appear in both of them. And what's crazy, it's like my like TV trifecta of like Frasier, Dr. Quinn, and Little House. There are like a couple of people that have been in all 3, and I'm like, whoa,
it's like, oh my god,
I'm like, your life is complete.
Now, do you have a favorite character on this show, on Frasier?
Niles.
So Niles is definitely just your favorite character.
Yeah, hands down, Niles is my favorite character.
I like Eddie, but, Eddie's
one of
fun.
Those. No, I mean, Eddie is kind of, well, you like Eddie, you like Wolf.
I like Eddie, I like Wolf Pop.
I see a pattern in who you like.
but in the episode we're talking about, I really do like Lilith. Lilith is one of my, I liked her on Cheers. Of course, Frasier comes from Cheers.
Right. I think that a lot of people, like, Lilith is very popular in, like, the fandom universe. And, you know, I'm in, like, a lot of groups and everything online. I'm pretty, like, well exposed to, like, the fandom of the show and the following.
I'm surprised Lilith, you even watch TV.
And Lilith is very well liked. So I think it's, like, a common perception to like her, which is, I think, correct, because her character, she's very smart and witty, and she's very dry and sarcastic, which I like. And her and Frasier, I think their relationship is fun, the way that they kind of spar with each other. And her and Niles kind of have an interesting dynamic too. And her and Martin as well. Like, they all kind of, like, the whole family dynamic, I think, is really interesting to watch. And a lot of people, and there are people who, like, are, you know, dedicated to watching Frasier, but they've never seen Cheers.
Oh, really?
Which, yes. Which, the thing about, like, so Frasier is a spinoff, obviously. And you can just watch Frasier and never watch an episode of Cheers. And you can, like, you can understand Frasier just, like, by itself. Like, it can exist on its own. However, if you watch Cheers, you do get, like, you know, some important backstory, even though it's a little bit, like, not totally consistent, because at some point when they're filming Cheers, the spinoff isn't yet planned, so, like, they do have a couple of things where it's not consistent. Like, for example, at one point in Cheers, Frasier says that his father is dead, which is not the case. But they kind of explain that away in Frasier, when he'll just be like, oh, we weren't talking at the time, like, you were dead to me, you know, like, something like that. And so there are, like, just, like, a couple of, you know, things like that that aren't really consistent because the spinoff wasn't planned yet. However, if you, like, you know, watch Cheers, you get some important backstory. So, like, people who have only watched Frasier and never watched Cheers, and they're like, Lilith is awesome, and her and Frasier seem to have, like, this, you know, really great relationship. Like, why aren't they together? You know, like, and then it's like when you watch Cheers and you know the backstory, and they're like, Lilith had the affair and all that stuff. And really, I think if you watch Cheers, I mean, because they kind of on paper seem like a really great couple, but then kind of as time passes, like, you really do kind of see it deteriorating. Like, they are kind of making each other miserable, and they really bicker a lot.
I always like Lilith because she's one of the few people that, well, pretty much the only person that intimidates Frasier and Piers.
Yeah. But yeah, kind of like to sense, like, I think in Cheers, like, kind of when you, because I mean, like, I've seen, like, through Cheers quite a bit, not nearly as much as Frasier, but I mean, like, I've seen the whole series, like, many times, like, I know it very well. And then I'm always, like, when I am, like, watching stuff and when I know it really well, that I'm kind of, like, picking up on different stuff. And then, like, just in the past couple of years, you know, when we're kind of, like, watching through it here and there, and we get to kind of the later episodes of Cheers, and I'm just like, wow, like, Lilith and Frasier, like, really are, like, just bickering all the time. And we're talking, like, you know, a couple of years before the whole affair thing happened. I mean, like, Frasier kind of, as you'll see as you, like, progress through through Frasier, you know, he kind of seems to have an issue with women and making it work with women. And
right. His relationships.
Letting himself enjoy stuff. Like, he, you know, he always has to, like, find that thing to pick at, that flaw to pick at.
That one episode where he went away with a woman, I forget where, it was some island location, and you had Shelley Long pop up at the very end, which I thought was really funny.
Yeah.
I've always thought that, you know, Cheers, while I enjoyed Cheers, I thought it was a fun show, Frasier is a much smarter show.
Yes, which is why, one of the reasons why I think that Frasier, to me, is a superior show. So, I mean, like, I think that, like, if you have, like, Cheers versus Frasier, and then, if, like, which I think that they're both good in their ways, and, like, I, you know, think they're both great shows, but Frasier totally takes the cake for me. But I think that, like, someone, if they pick, like, Frasier or Cheers, like, which one they pick is, like, the better show. I think just, like, kind of says a lot about, like, the kind of humor that they're looking for, because Frasier, like, so much of the humor, they do have a lot of the really physical humor, and, like, you can watch an episode of Frasier and just enjoy it based on that, just on the dynamic of the characters, and they have a lot of physical stuff. It's really funny, but they have these, like, intellectual references that are just, like, gold. Like, they're just so good. Like, the show is so smart, and I still even am, like, picking up on stuff. Like, I've seen these episodes so many times, and I still am, like, picking up on, like, references and nuances.
Yeah, like, they'll make a pun on an opera, and it's like,
yeah. And then it's like, and if it's like, if they, like, refer to, like, a specific piece of literature or an opera or something that maybe, like, I didn't know, but then I kind of acquire knowledge of it somewhere else in the world, and then I'm just watching the episode and I'm like, holy crap, I get what that means. Like, you know, like, I'm just, like, enlightened to it. And that is just sort of like this like constantly unfolding thing. And it's like still happening to me. And a lot of times with the show too, I think sometimes I miss some kind of like nuanced jokes because they'll tell a joke that is like, you kind of have to think about it for a minute.
It's supposed to be, like a little snobby. When they brought up Golda Meir, I was like, who is Golda? Like, I couldn't remember right away. And then it kind of clicked because it's like, when was the last time you thought of her? And it's just weird, like for them to even have a reference and then to kind of include kind of a cheap joke on top of it, I think is just really clever. And like the Oscar Mayer.
Yeah, I know. That's really funny. That would be Oscar Mayer. I know. It's really funny. I just like one of my favorite like little like nerdy jokes that they have, and it's not even necessarily one that's like deep, but it's something I can totally relate to. It's like later on in the 10th season when Daphne is like studying for her citizenship exam. So her and Niles are like sitting in the cafe, and then she's reading about the American Civil War, and she's just like, oh, that like, she just like loves it. She's like, it's so interesting. I love this period of history. And like Niles is like, or she says it's like much more interesting than England's Civil War. And he's like, Are you like, you can't be serious. Like, don't you just want to be there when Charles unfurled the flag? You know, like he's just getting all like into it and stuff.
Right.
And then Frasier walks in, and he of course is like all off on something else, but he walks in, and then Niles is like, Frasier, which Civil War was more interesting? And then Frasier's like, Spanish, but I don't have time to prove it. And I like love it because especially as like
well, that's your passion. Yeah
it's like I just think it's like hilarious because I'm like, that's like something I would do.
like you want to get into this argument, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
No, that I think that's great. And as I watch the show, maybe that's why I'm not watching them so quickly, because they do make references and I'm just like, what the hell are they even, like, you have to pay attention to the show. If you're just if you have it on in the background, you really can miss a lot of what's like the small references. And I think that they add a lot to the entire foundation. And it's weird. It is so interesting to take a show like Cheers, which is really just kind of simple humor, I would say. A simple comedy.
Yeah. Do have, like, some moments that I think are surprisingly brilliant. But, like, when it happens, it surprises me because it's, like, unexpected. I would say that mostly it is more of, like, a lowbrow...
Right, it's
type humor,
and that's all it was ever meant to be. Really, you know, it's like the whole Norm character. It's a very simple basis for a comedy, and it works though. And I do, I watched that maybe 2 years ago. I watched the whole series again, and I found it enjoyable. I don't think that there were any amazing moments, like, you know, but two of the most memorable characters, without a doubt, were Shelley Long's character. No, I'm kidding. Was Niles and Lilith. And
you're Frasier and Lilith, you mean.
Oh, yeah. Niles, I'm sorry. I know. Was he ever in it?
No.
No, not even
We
once.
Don't know that he, like, has a brother until the spinoff starts. And we meet him in the first episode.
Don't we meet his mother in an episode of Cheers?
Okay. Yeah, she wants to kill Diane.
Just like you do. I have to go back and but no, I do want to finish Frasier and all that kind of good stuff. So, but what episode are we talking about tonight?
We're talking about A Lilith Thanksgiving, which is from season 4, episode 7, and it originally aired November 26th, 1996.
Woohoo.
Which, according to our research, was 2 days before actual Thanksgiving that year.
Perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not sure, but I still think, I agree with you, it feels like Thursday nights were Cheers night.
I mean, I feel like I seem to remember it being on Thursday.
It's like must-see TV Thursday.
Maybe... did it switch to that later on? Or, like, I need to look into this now. Because, like, I was thinking it was Thursday, but then this aired on a Tuesday. But was it also, like, maybe because it was, like, a Thanksgiving thing? You know, if they had to switch it? I don't know. I need to look into it. But I was thinking it was Thursday, but maybe I'm wrong.
But here we are in our first clip. And I'll let it speak for itself.
Hello? Yes, Buck, it's Dr. Crane. I'm calling to see if the cabin is ready for us. You got the case of Montrachet? Good. Good. And the Thanksgiving feast will be delivered promptly at 3? Good. The woodpile has been thoroughly inspected for spiders? Excellent. Thank you. Well, we're ready to rough it in the Great Northwest.
You don't mind my asking. Are you taking anything along to keep your nephew amused?
Yes, his grandfather. Oh, by the way, what time tomorrow are Frederick and Lilith flying in?
Her broom touches down at 11.
All right, now, when you missed the plants, be sure that the water is not too cold. I know I'm harping on and on about this, but I know that you're not used to dealing with delicate flowers.
I produced your show for 3 years, haven't I?
Now, I just learned that Roz has been in every single episode. Do you really? I mean, I kind of can't believe that. According to IMDb, she...
I'm just trying to think. I'm like, I can't think of one that she's not in.
Well, and same thing with Niles, Martin, Fraser, Daphne, and Roz are all in all 263 episodes.
That's not right, though, because there are episodes that Daphne's not in.
According to this? Wait, are there definitely two?
Because when she has the baby, like when she's on maternity leave, but it was like fat camp for the purpose of the show. But when she went off to like this, like, you know, weight rehabilitation spa thing, there are a few episodes that she's not in.
Well, we have to go back and check. Unless maybe she's still credited. That's possible.
I think she's credited, yeah. And they, like, mention her. Like, she's pretty much... She's always mentioned.
Or she could be on the... You know, they can have, like, the phone call message or something like that.
But she's not actually, like, in the episode, yeah.
But I'll play the rest of the clip.
I'll give you a number at Niles' cabin in case anything goes wrong. Oh, yes, and by the way, I frown on overnight guests.
Then you're not doing it right.
I did not like Roz at all. At first. I was like, oh.
What,
my God.
You don't like Roz?
I didn't. And not at first. Oh. And she definitely grew on me, but I just kept thinking, all right, this is going to be a temporary character.
Yeah. Well, like, the way that her character evolves is actually pretty interesting because she really becomes, and there's like, I mean, all these like debates in like the fandom community about her character, because like in the next season she ends up having a child. And a lot of people think that's sort of like a wasted plot line. Like, what was the point of that? Kid is hardly ever on there, blah, blah, blah. It's not really a show about kids. I get that. But, like, she gets really... the way that she evolves, like, her relationship with, like, everybody, like, from the core cast. I mean, like, her relationship with Fraser. She, like, actually develops a friendship with Niles, which, considering, like, in the beginning of the show, they're, like, sort of, like, against each other.
Yeah, it seems funny. Like, he's always, like, intentionally forgetting her name.
Yeah, and they are like sparring with each other, but it's like a little bit more biting than like, you know, just sort of like they really are kind of like making these jabs that are like a little bit mean-spirited, but then later on in the show, like, they actually are friends and they actually like, you know, help each other in like, you know, friend sort of situations. She becomes like best friends with Daphne. You know, to the point that Daphne asks her to be, like, in their wedding. But they end up eloping, but then they have, like, a courthouse thing, and her daughter is, like, a flower girl. You know, she becomes... And then she even, like, has this relationship with Martin. And, like, she just really becomes, like, really, like... You know, and I think in the early seasons when you're watching it, like, it's not really there yet.
Well, she's just in the studio.
Yeah, and she's like, I mean, really in the early episodes, she like stops by the apartment here and there, but she's not really like part of the whole like circle yet.
Yeah, I don't remember really her even being a real character.
Yeah, but she actually, yeah, she comes to like, I mean, she really does play a big role and she becomes like a very important person in all of their lives.
I started liking her in the episode with, they were getting an award and...
Mm-hmm. The Seabees.
Maybe it was the CBs. I think they got it several times. They were nominated for it, right? And it had something to do with a zit, I think. And the whole episode, I just thought she was really good. And I was like, all right, I like her character now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an easy sell once it's, you know, once the actor has a really good line,
Yeah, and they like kind of they have to like earn their way into your heart.
Yeah, I stopped hoping that they were going to just write her off pretty soon.
See, that's where I am with Dorothy. She just needs a good line.
She just needs a good line. Just, you know, talk to Beth. She never gave her a good line. Dr. Quincast reference. This episode is brought to you by Dr. Quincast. So, all right, I'll play. Nels is talking about this is the first time.
Nels.
Did I say Nels? Niles. I'm sorry. All my names are all messed up. Too much
Little
House.
Worlds are colliding. They're colliding.
This episode is brought to you by Walnut Grove Cast. It's too many.
Just going to wait to like drop all the other podcasts into this one.
Right. So Niles. Niles is depressed and he's spending Thanksgiving without Maris. I thought she was dead, but you told me, because I'm not up to this part yet, that they are separated.
They're separated. Which is hilarious.
I wish the laugh track wasn't so roarous.
I don't know. It's really funny because when I'm just watching an episode, I almost don't even notice it.
Yeah.
But when you just play like clips like this, when you just grab clips and play, you're kind of like, whoa, that's a lot of laugh track.
Also, it's paused right now, and I do want to mention that I hate his fireplace so much.
Oh, really?
I dislike his apartment for the most part. It's far too modern. Yeah, it's like kind of like cheap art deco-y. Like, I don't like it at all.
I'm not a huge fan of it. I mean, I think I'm kind of like, I mean, actually, so even like sometimes you will see other people's apartments in his building later on, and their apartments are like significantly different in the way that they're decorated. Which, like, I get it, like, they decorate differently and stuff, but even like the whole, like, you'll see other apartments that I'm like, the layout seems totally different, and just everything is like, you know.
I mean, it's a beautiful apartment in the sense of, like, yeah, I would take it, you know.
But no, I mean, like, it is really nice, but it's like, I wouldn't keep all the beige. Like, I wouldn't have,
and there's so much white. Like,
when I think the first time Roz comes over, like, she's like, a lot of beige. I pictured a lot of beige, and I was right. It's like, pretty much what it is. But, Niles, like, when you get to the episodes when he's separated from Maris and he gets this apartment at the Montana, is what the building is called, and his apartment is amazing. I love it. Like, it's very, when you'll get to this point in the series, you'll see it, but I love it. Like, just, like, the colors and, like, the, just everything about it. It's much more, like, old-fashioned and very fancy.
He's such a developed character for this. I'd say he's even more developed than Frasier.
Mm-hmm.
And he definitely, by the time the show is kind of moving forward already, it's really Niles that has like the great lines. And this episode in particular, I don't know, I thought that he was really great. He was,
Frasier, think that Niles, but, I mean, like, you know, he's my favorite character, but I'm like, he like carries the show. I mean, but they're all great. Like all the people in their roles, like they're all great for their roles, and they all, do it very well. And like the Frasier character is really great, and he's the titular character, and he's a great character too, but I'm like, the show, like, without Niles, like, just would not be.
And Eddie, you know.
Yeah, well, everybody, yeah, little Eddie. But I'm like, I think Niles just, like, it's like the Niles show, you know, like, to me it is, and I don't mean that as like an insult to the Frasier character or, you know, anyone else, but he is, like, his funny quips, his like physical acting, like he's very good at that.
Whoever chose him for the role definitely should have gotten the bonus. I mean, he just fits perfectly in. He's believable as Frasier's brother, and I love it when they get all like I'm just gonna call it snobby together. Like they're they get all like giddy over something that's completely ridiculous. Like, you know, to me, totally ridiculous, but it's,
But it's like, that's like another thing I love about it too, though, because like, I get really excited about like ridiculous, like erudite things sometimes.
Sure.
So I think it's really awesome that when they're like that and I'm like, I get it.
That's awesome. But just like anybody, you know, Niles has feelings and he's kind of down. What's wrong?
Oh, just a little depressed. This is my first Thanksgiving without Maris.
Oh, yeah, I know, son. It's hard.
Remember the year I plopped that big wedge of pumpkin pie in front of her, and we all laughed. Then I put a big scoop of whipped cream on top of it, and we laughed some more. And then her eyes welled up with tears, and we all knew it was time to stop.
And I don't know what's going on with Eddie here, but he just looks something.
He looks a little glazed over.
Like, his tongue is hanging out. And
yeah.
I had a friend who had a dog, a little dog like this, that did have a stroke. And the dog still lived for 5 more years. You know, like, yeah. It was an old dog, had a stroke, but was fine. But one part of his body was a little bit, you know, lazy. Not lazy, but lame. Not
yeah,
really lame.
Just,
I don't know what to
really come
yeah,
back.
Exactly. And his tongue would hang out. But it's like he would still play, he would still do, you know, would still be a dog. And yeah. I don't know, when I was looking at him, like, what the hell's going on with Eddie?
Aww.
I didn't really notice that in other episodes. And even on IMDb, when they show Eddie, his tongue is sticking out. It's kind of strange.
It's just his thing.
It's his thing. You leave him alone. Right? You don't look at him. He's a star.
You get it or you don't.
I think his name is Moose in real life.
Yeah, it's like Moose, and then in the later seasons... Oh, no, actually, I think it was Enzo first and then Moose.
Enzo?
So it like started off with like the dog, and then it's like the dog's son that carries it on.
Let's see. Daphne and Roz discuss Frasier's fussiness, which is just an ongoing gag for the show, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lilith.
Gee, it's like they're still married.
Did I go? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I caught the end of a joke.
Change the paper towels. He likes the flap facing the front. If you change the bathroom tissue, the flap faces the back. Don't ask me why. I don't know how you live with him. Huh. I don't know how you work with him.
Well, I have learned a trick. When he's really bugging me, I ask if he hasn't lost a little weight. Before you know it, he's checking his butt out in the glass of the candy machine.
Really? I tell him he's gained weight. He skips dinner, sulks in his room, and I have the whole evening to myself.
And you pointed out that their glasses are huge. Like, probably
yeah,
12
right?
ounce glasses.
Yeah, right, that's just, like, pouring the stuff, and I'm kind of like, why are you using, like, these, like, huge glasses? You had mentioned in your notes that you're like, this is, like, so, like, their hair and everything is, like, so 90s, but kind of, like, nicer compared to stereotypical.
Yeah, like, I'm looking 90s. At, like, the Friends people and
right.
stuff like that.
And I think that, so, like, Daphne, I think, like, her, like, look right here, like, the way that her hair is, this outfit in particular is not my favorite, just maybe, like, the colors or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, around season 4, like, her hair and, like, her outfits, I think, start getting, like, really cute, and I like them a lot. Because, like, in the early seasons, like, she is, like, super 90s. I mean, like, it was the early 90s, of course, but, like, her hair and, like, the clothes is just, like, the super, like, you know, early 90s stuff. But around season 4, her hair... comes to this, which is very 90s, but I think it looks very good on her. Like, mm-hmm. she looks really good in it.
Yeah, like, she pulls it off, like, really well.
Yeah, like, it just, like, looks really good, and, like, she gets some outfits that are just, like, really, really cute. So then, like, she has, like, this stretch for a few years where, like, I think her outfits are just, like, really, really cute. And it's, like, yeah, it's, like, kind of dated looking to the 90s, but, like, it just looks really good. Like, it's, like, a little dated, but not so dated that, you know. And then Roz... I want to say that she, like, in the early seasons, I actually don't really like her hair. But around season 5, her hair actually becomes, like, really nice, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she, like, I think, yeah, probably, like, around season 5, like, the episode when she's pregnant, like, her hair starts to get, like, really nice. And then her hair just is, like, really, I think that she, her style is a little bit more... In the early seasons, she has this total, like, she has a lot of kind of, like, business, like, menswear is womenswear kind of thing going on. But then she kind of transitions into a little bit more of, like, a feminine type wardrobe.
And that's the thing is the character is so tough at first.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
she does
and then,
soften
and then she kind
up.
Of dresses that way, too. But, like, her wardrobe kind of becomes a little bit more feminine. I think a lot of her outfits are maybe, like, a little bit more classic, and that her clothes aren't, like, quite as dated as Daphne. Because there are, like, periods in, like, the later seasons, which would be, like, the early 2000s, where, like, the way that Daphne's hair is or, like, the things that she's wearing, I'm like, okay, like, I had a teacher in, like, 9th grade that looked just like that.
Right.
You know, like, where it's just, like, really, like...
And yeah, and it's like she was the tough teacher. now, on Hulu, when they show like the cast photo when you first go to it, yeah. Daphne's in that. And that looks like a very late thing, but it's like she's super glamorous in this like cast photo.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen, I don't know how you watch Frasier.
I mean, like, I usually, lately I stream it on Peacock, but.
Okay.
I watch it how I can get it, Mark.
Well, I get it on Hulu because I get free access from my brother-in-law, so.
I actually think we have Hulu, too, but I've just been watching it on Peacock because, I don't know.
I just don't like commercials. I mean, I guess you can pay on.
Frasier doesn't have commercials on Peacock.
But do you pay, maybe you pay for no commercials?
Well, no, because like Little House has commercials sometimes. I don't understand why some shows have it and some don't.
So you know how I'm watching Lost? I think I mentioned this to you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in the last season, and I had made this reference saying that one of the characters, Sawyer, is so similar to Hank from Dr. Quinn cast. I mean, Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman. .com.
No, you know, so, Hank from the podcast.
You know, Hanky. So he's watching in season 9. He's sitting there watching Little House on the Prairie, and it blew my mind.
You're like, what?
Yeah, yeah. I was like,
that's kind of like my thing, where like I have the actor that's in like all three. I'm like, what?
Right. And I was like, wait a minute. Pump the brakes. We got to get this guy on the show, and he'll just say, well, what are you talking about? But I had to take pictures of it because he's watching. I don't know what episode it was actually, because I'm terrible with that. But I just thought it was kind of funny. I just remembered that. Sorry.
That's awesome.
But yeah, on Hulu, the picture's glamorous, and tonight I'll take a picture and post it. But okay. Her hair is like super, super done, like she's going to. I mean, it's very possible it was a cast photo taken on the award show.
I've seen the picture that you're talking about. Yeah.
But it's like super. Everybody looks great in the photo, of course.
Yeah, of course.
But so they go on. We learn that Frederick, who is the poor child that Lilith gave birth to, I personally have a real issue with Frasier as a father.
Yeah, you're not alone in that feeling.
Yeah, I don't like the way he approaches parenting. At least Lilith is there. At least, you know, she's present. He doesn't seem to care.
Yeah. So when they, like, made the spinoff, like, that was one of, like, Kelsey Grammer's, like, requirements for the show, was that, like, it's not, like, there just aren't kids in it. Like, he didn't want to have, like, a kid-centric show or, like, having a kid in the plot.
Right. Which you can't blame him for, because at the time, everybody had a kid on their show. It was awful.
Yeah, and then, like, they kind of become central, and then they kind of...
Yeah, I totally get it.
I mean, like, it's hard to explain, because it's like, I actually like the show without it being, like, with
kids. Well, Cheers. Cheers doesn't have kids on it.
Yeah, and it's like, and I kind of like that about the show. Like, mm-hmm. I kind of like that the kid's not there all the time. But at the same time, you also have to recognize that he's, like, a very absent father.
Very absent.
You know, like, the reason that he has his life is because he's, like, a very absent father. So it's, like, a little bit of a, like, character conundrum.
Yeah, it's definitely a weird thing. But so he's going on. And this is one of the few episodes where he is showing pride towards his son, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you tell Frederick I said bravo.
Bravo. It's just so funny.
Niles was about to say huzzah, which is like...
Frederick just passed the qualifying exam for the Marbury Academy.
Huzzah!
What is that, some school?
I love this type of reaction to Martin. Whenever Martin asks, like, your basic question, they just... they're speechless.
Yeah. Like, basically, it's, like, so hilarious.
Like, Frasier's giving, like, a little bit of a, like a body conniption.
Yeah.
And actually, I'm taking a screenshot because they're both like, they look ridiculous. Even Eddie.
School?
School?
Oh, Dad.
The Marbury Academy is the most exclusive private school in all of Boston.
It's a breeding ground of power and privilege.
Lilith and I have to be interviewed by the headmaster. He's got such a busy schedule. He's agreed to see us on Thanksgiving morning. Now, this, of course, changes our plans.
Wait, you mean I don't get to see my grandson?
Of course you do. We'll move our whole Thanksgiving celebration to Boston. I'll call the airline.
Yes, and I better cancel our rustic Thanksgiving. Hello, Buck. It's Dr. Crane. Take the mints off the pillows.
It's just a goofy thing. Who watches Eddie, I wonder? When they go away.
Well, in a later season, Roz watches Eddie while they're gone.
Oh, that makes sense. I mean, Roz didn't go.
But I don't know if that's the case here now. But well, she was watching the apartment, too.
These are the things we worry about.
Yeah, but like when they were going to the cabin, she was going to take care of the apartment. So I guess maybe she was supposed to take care of Eddie.
Yeah,
we don't know if they're going to take Eddie to the cabin, but they obviously don't take him to Boston. So
so let's see. They arrive in Boston just like...
You're like all worried about Eddie, but like the whole time Frasier like neglects his son.
Completely. He's like, we care more about this canine than we do about this boy.
Well, you know, Harriet cares about the canine.
He's like, rrr. You know, she's like growling if
well,
you don't bring
you know,
it up.
Harriet is...
She doesn't like when I say canine.
100% Jack Russell. So she has a very special connection to Eddie.
Wait, how much of a Jack Russell is she?
1 to 9%.
1 to 9? I say 9. I say he's leaning towards 9.
So, but I mean like 9 or under. But anyway, like a very small portion.
It's enough. It's enough to feel it.
Yeah, it's enough to have that kinship.
Now, I'm surprised Lilith has a kitchen, right? I mean, but it does... It's kind of a nice kitchen.
Actually, I like her kitchen.
Yeah, I do too.
Blue is my favorite color, so I really like the blue paint in the wall. And actually, our bedroom, we have painted like sort of a similar deep blue. Mm-hmm. We have kind of like a thing like it's like the top half, kind of like how she has in her kitchen, I guess, where we have like this deep blue thing. And it was actually influenced by, like, this. And then there's a later episode of this show where Roz's bedroom has, like, a really deep kind of like blue color, and we were like wanting to paint the bedroom, and I'm like, I took like a screenshot from Frasier, and I'm like, I need this color. Like, this is like the color that I want.
No, not that color. Did it work? Like, did they?
What do you mean you don't have the Frasier color?
you like throw those like color chips on the ground. Get me
yeah,
a manager.
Right. Oh man, it's so hard to pick colors because like. There are so many that I like, but
yeah,
I only have so many rooms.
Yeah, I have books on colors. So it's like if I'm going to a paint store, I'm going with a Pantone number or I'm going with the exact number I want.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Aren't you fancy?
I am. The color that I chose for Ramiel's bedroom, that he chose, really, but the one I agreed to. Is really just a really nice blue. It's a really super unique blue. And I think it's similar to something that's called like Treasure Island or something. And similar to this blue, maybe a little bit more green. It's like, but it's a nice color.
Yeah. I mean, I love blue.
I love blue.
I love blue.
So here we go. We're in the kitchen.
Frederick, your father is here.
Hi, Lilith, how you doing?
The only thing dated in this kitchen, and there's nothing wrong with it, of course, is the refrigerator. Everything else looks like perfect for today.
So that refrigerator is basically like the refrigerator that I have at my house. Yeah. But it's like the one that was here like when we bought the house, you know?
We have a basic white one, like a regular white refrigerator as well. It's just, your refrigerator and my refrigerator were probably bought in the late 90s.
Yeah, and we, like, have talked about replacing it and, like, stuff. We just, like, haven't done it, but we actually kind of hate our fridge because it's like that, too, with, like, the double doors and, then, like, the side with, like, the freezer is just, like, a lot, it's, like, skinnier and it is just, like...
No,
so,
yeah.
And a lot of stuff that we buy is, like, frozen, too. Like, we'll buy, like, meat and fish and, like, you know, some frozen vegetables, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of room in there. It all adds up. And we're just like, this thing sucks because we can't fit anything in it. Like, you know, like we just are like, we hate it.
Why are we eating so many peas? Because we don't have room in the freezer, Pete. We bought like the, we have like a freezer in our basement. Like we bought like the smaller. Like,
yeah, freeze. That's a good thing to have.
But yeah, so I'm not putting down your refrigerator. I'm just saying that's the only thing that's really dated here.
No, it is really, it is dated, definitely. But I love
the
cubbies. Just, like, generally her kitchen. Like, I like her shelf thing in the back.
It makes no sense. Like, if I had this, it wouldn't be functional on any level. But I really like it. I think that whoever put this set together is really, really smart, like, with their design. And the copper pot thing is really nice.
Yeah, so, like, all that stuff looks really good. Like, I love the color. I love the, her, like, ovens in the wall.
Yeah.
I actually, like, I love ovens in the wall. Like, Bewitched, which we just recently reviewed for this podcast.
My last house had that. And it was cool because it actually warmed up the whole... The walls would get warm, like, behind it. It was weird.
Yeah. Like, on Bewitched, like, her oven's in the wall. Like, I love the, like, oven in the wall. Mm-hmm. So that's, like, a dream of mine to have, like, an oven in the wall. And it's really funny, too, because, like, I don't even...
You're not a baker.
How often do I use the oven? Like, not a ton, because a lot of the times that we eat, it's, like, we can pan fry it or a toaster oven or air fry or a grill or something like that. I don't even use the oven that often, but I'm like, maybe if it were in the wall, I'd use it more.
Wink, wink. Maybe is the most important word in that sentence. Doesn't look cool. You could keep, like, you know, cast iron pans in there.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, Lilith.
Martin, Niles.
Nice neighborhood.
Notice. And we must have, like, what, like, 4 dozen, like, crab apples in a basket.
So many. I don't know why there are that many.
So weird.
Considering it's just her and Frederick.
Well, yeah, and she was not expecting to have a big Thanksgiving.
Right, right.
Strange.
Just a whole bunch of kids Freddy's age playing in the street.
Yes. He spent many happy hours at his window observing their play patterns. Niles.
She even has, like, a bookshelf for her, like, cookbooks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very fancy.
Classy. And she's wearing gloves this whole time, which I just think is very COVID friendly.
Well, Niles puts the gloves on when he starts cooking, too.
Yeah. Well, and in drinking. You know, he's doing
like, I hope classic. It's a different pair of gloves.
I'm afraid with this interview, I'm running a little behind schedule, so I'm enlisting you to help with the turkey.
Oh, well, I've never cooked a turkey before, but the recipe's here. I guess I can fumble my way through. How far along are you?
I'm nearly done defrosting.
And the turkey?
Which is a great jab, I think. They're always, like, attacking her for being cold. So is Lilith Jewish, the character?
Yeah, she is.
Oh, okay.
Come up on Cheers because, well, it comes up a couple of times. So when Frederick is born, they have the episode with the circumcision.
The Briss.
Yes. Yeah. So there's, like, a whole plot that, like, revolves around that, and Frasier, like, freaking out about it. And then there's another plot, like, after Woody gets married, and they are, like, they belong to different denominations.
Yeah, to Kelly. And they, like,
yeah, and they have, like, a conflict over it, and then, like, Frasier and Lilith are, like, say that, you know, like, Lilith is Jewish, and Frasier was, like, raised Episcopalian, is what mm-hmm. he says. And Frasier, we do get, like, Martin will, like, reference having taken them to, like, Sunday school and stuff. But we have, like, no indication, like, in Frasier that, like, any of them adhere really, you know, to a religion or anything anymore. Like, you know, we never hear about them really going to church or, you know, doing anything like that. But apparently when he was a kid, you know, he was at Sunday school mm-hmm. and it was, I guess, Episcopalian. But Lilith is Jewish, and she would not let Frasier have a Christmas tree when they were married, as he reveals in Cheers. And then it's another one of those things where, like, so one of my favorite episodes and one of my favorite holiday episodes of Frasier is Merry Christmas, Mrs. Moskowitz, where, like, they're pretending to be Jewish because, like,
You sent this to me to watch.
Yeah, like, his new girlfriend is Jewish, and, like, to her mother, it's really a big deal, so they pretend to be Jewish. And, like, he says some things that it's kind of like, how are you that ignorant about it when, right. Lilith was Jewish, and, like, you, like, went through the whole thing, and you're like, it kind of doesn't really match up, but it's, like, it's funny, so, like, you know, we can forgive it.
It's like Charles Ingalls going into the city all of a sudden. He has no manners, and, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And then in season 10, there's an episode where Freddy is bar mitzvahed, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fun for him.
Yeah. Fun for us when Frasier takes stage.
Oh, really? Does he have to read anything? Or?
Well, he wants to, like, you know, do this, like, blessing, and he wanted to read it in Hebrew.
Yeah, I mean, you're supposed to, as if I did and everything.
But... Well, right. So, like, he's like, he wants to, like, learn Hebrew to, like, you know, read this blessing.
Yeah, I have to fast forward to that episode. I want to see that.
Yeah, and then he gets Noel from the station. I don't know if you've met Noel yet, but he's all like, oh, I know Hebrew. I can teach you and just do this favor for me. He ends up not following through on the favor. So, like, get back at him. Noel teaches it to him in Klingon. So he ends up giving the blessing, like, in Klingon, like, at the apartment spot.
That's too much. I have to see that. That's season 11, you said?
Season 10.
Season 10.
It's called Star Mitzvah.
Star Mitzvah. Nice. But here we go. They're talking about the interview and that they basically have to go and meet with this this guy.
We'll keep the Valium with the contraceptives.
I skipped over the funny part.
We have got to master our nerves. It is vital that we appear to be well-adjusted, responsible parents. Little, do you still keep the Valium with the contraceptives?
Sorry. I needed the last one just to go in and pick up the application.
I'll assume you meant the Valium.
Perhaps before the interview, you should sheathe that butter knife sharp wit of yours.
And right there, that little back and forth thing is total classic from Cheers.
Yeah, and that's like an actual line I've like used in my real life.
Oh, really?
Like butter knife sharp wit.
It's a great line. Sometimes I'll listen to them, just these two in this episode, and there's a certain Marx Brothers type of smartness to it, where you really, if you blink, you kind of miss it.
Right.
But they're really cool and collected about it. The actress who plays Lilith, what is her name? B.B. Newworth. She really knows how to deliver these lines so well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does.
Get a laugh. Everybody. I mean, I really do like the show, but yeah, I'm watching it slowly. Sorry.
Speed up, Mark.
I don't watch seasons a day, Kelly.
Get on my level.
It's like, don't call me Kelly. I quit.
Perhaps we could find the appropriate kitchen tool to... ratchet down that bun of yours a notch or two.
Frasier, stop. We should be focusing on our son.
You're right, of course. We've always had our differences, but we've been able to put them aside for the welfare of Frederick.
And this may be the most important thing we ever do to ensure his happiness.
Not counting our divorce.
I did like the line a lot. It's more visual, though, when Niles has to get the innards out. I call them innards, or I call them gizzards.
Entrails?
I don't call them entrails. I don't eat food that has entrails in them. Do you? You're like,
Well, I don't know how to answer that.
No, but do you make turkey Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Some people make ham. That's why I'm asking. So, when you get a turkey and you thaw it out, or if you have a fresh turkey and you have to remove the heart and the... liver and all that. What do you call all that? I mean, you can call it the heart and the liver, I guess. And the turkey neck.
I just thought it was called entrails.
Really? All right. To me, when I think of entrails, I think of scenes from war movies. It just doesn't connect to food for me. Now, do you use the entrails for anything? Because you're in the South. I don't know if I have to remind you that.
I personally do not, but...
But people do.
But people do.
I take the liver, and I will put that in a quick sauté for the dogs. But you have to cut it really small.
That reminds me, I have pâté in the fridge.
Well, they're going to love that.
No, I should eat it. It's pâté.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, pâté is also for dogs.
One of those things that I started eating because of Frasier, actually.
I love pate, and I love chicken... What is it? I forget what it's called. Chicken liver.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, you know, really a good thing. But, so anyway, so yeah, and you can also cook all the other stuff and make gravies from it. I don't really do all that. But I will take the heart and
I'm like gravy in a packet.
Exactly. But I will. But yeah, you can cut the heart and the liver up for your dog. Dogs. And they will go crazy. But you have to make sure it's really tiny because it's super chewy and they'll choke.
I bet Harriet would like that. She'll eat anything.
Well, once it's cooked up, I mean, people could eat it too, I guess.
True. She likes the taste of blood.
I taste blood.
She's a bloodthirsty hound.
I taste blood.
All right, so I really liked the beginning of this, mostly because it's a little bit of a setup with the title credits. What would you call this? Like, yeah, title scene?
A title card?
Yeah, title card. I'm sorry. So it says, stop saying doctor. So I just like the way they set up this little intro. What a nice doorbell, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mine's like ding, ding. It's like, you know, electric. This is like chimes. Very fancy.
Dr. Campbell.
Dr. Sternin.
Dr. Campbell.
Dr. Crane. Please come in.
You have a lovely home.
We know it's autumn because they have colorful leaves on the outside of that door.
I know. I noticed that too. Yeah.
First and foremost. And his house is really nice. You know, I wouldn't want to live there, but it's very, like, antique-y everywhere and looks dusty.
Yeah. It's just, I think that some of his, like, I like the shelves that are in the wall and, you know, stuff like that, and like the paneling on the walls.
But I would not want those chairs or the couch. I just don't like it. Do not like it. Get it out of here.
Too fancy.
Thank you.
What?
Too fancy.
Too fancy. Certainly too fancy. I'd have to put plastic cover on everything.
Oh, right. You couldn't even sit on it.
Yeah.
So much for seeing
you. I'm surprised this guy's not just like, leave your shoes at the door.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's like, you know, Lilith is walking on his Persian rug, you know. How dare you?
There. You're quite welcome. Make yourselves comfortable. I'll get us some coffee.
Thank you.
Well, I think that went rather well, don't you?
So far, so good.
Oh, my God. We have just got to get Frederick into this school.
I also don't get the impression that this is the guy's house at first. But it is.
What did you think it was?
His office. You know, because you're coming into
his office.
At his office. But that's why, like, they are coming, and the front door opens to his office. So I don't know.
I am so nervous. I feel as though all the color is drained from my face. How is my makeup?
I love this little line because I just think it's really funny. Because she is very pale as a person.
Yeah, she is.
And I think she just rolls with it, and I think it's a halfway decent joke.
Well, you could use a pinch.
Oh, do I have time?
No, you could use a pinch.
He pinches her cheeks.
It's so funny when he pinches her cheeks,
her face.
Like one of her eyes like closes all the way.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord. Oh, dear.
What?
Oh,
what?
Well, I, good Lord, I just reached down to pull a thread off of what I thought was on my jacket. It seemed that it's attached to this cushion. Oh, Lord, look now, this little bird has no beak.
Stop doing
it. It's just so funny how he's panicking.
Bring that.
Give me your nail clippers.
I didn't bring them. Just bite it off.
It's so classic. He puts his face right in the seat of the chair. It's like biting off the It's just so funny. I could see like something like this kind of happening in real life, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's see.
What happens?
Should I play this whole scene? Or what do you think?
It's up to you.
I'll go to the next. I mean, it's basically just the discussion about the possibility of Frederick going
right,
to the
school.
Right,
and then it's like, you know, there's only one spot and it's competitive. Et cetera.
We learned that Frederick has black eye, and I'll just play it. And Niles is basically, and maybe in your house, whoever's cooking is doing what Niles is doing, and that's taking a few swigs there
from the measuring cup.
It's fine if it's 10 a.m. It's totally fine. It's Thanksgiving. I can do what I want.
Okay, let's take a look.
He has this terrible black eye. And I don't know if I've ever seen a TV show where they beat up the kid. And that's what we're getting in this episode. They torture this kid.
Oh, it's not so bad.
His haircut is terrible.
Yeah. I mean, definitely, yeah.
It's very 90s, though.
Yeah.
Like the mushroom cut.
You hardly notice it.
Uh-oh. I lost my medical alert bracelet.
Oh, maybe it fell off when we were playing catch.
I'll go look.
All right. I still don't know how it happened. I lobbed it right to him.
Well, when are you going to learn, Dad? The only thing the Crane boys are skilled at catching is sarcastic nuance and the occasional virus.
It's like little quips like that, I think, add so much to the show.
Yes, I definitely agree.
And Niles is...
from Niles, my favorite.
Niles is still wearing his ring. I mean, he is not divorced yet, but still. He's also wearing suspenders, right, which I just don't think everybody can pull off.
Yeah, he somehow pulls off.
It's a weird look, but yeah, it looks like good.
I kind of like the suspenders. He has a point where he's kind of still in it, but like especially in like the early seasons, he's like very, very like in this period of the 90s with like the shirts that he's wearing and the suspenders and the tie and he'll have like these like double-breasted jackets and stuff like that. And then kind of in like the maybe sixth or seventh season, he has more suits that have just sort of like the single, like they're not double breasted anymore.
Yeah.
And I think they're like a little more fitted, you know, and a little more modern looking. And he looks a lot better in those, I think. You know, there's a point where like he is kind of wearing these like double breasted kind of like, I don't want to say like baggy, but like that kind of is like what they were, but sort of like what it was too at that time period. So.
Yeah. I mean, I think he looks good. Is there a thing with suspenders that you know of where it's supposed to match your tie?
Because he
is match. He does,
I mean, I don't really
to
know what suspender etiquette is.
Yeah, like it's one of those kind of weird type of things in the first place. You know,
suspenders. Well, I mean, because I would suppose like for them to be exposed, you'd be in like kind of a casual situation to like have taken your jacket off.
All I know about suspenders is that Isaiah Edwards wears green ones.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's about it. That's all I know. But
there's an episode in the sixth season where Frasier has this belt that's made of Spanish leather. And he tells Niles that he's like in an emergency. And he's like, if you're talking about that garish belt, I have a pair of emergency suspenders in my car.
That's it. You know, with suspenders, you don't wear a belt. So it's
yeah.
And I'm looking at him and yeah, he doesn't have a belt on. It's a weird look, but he pulls it off. He looks good.
Let's make a pact that as long as we're guests of Lilith's, we'll avoid all activities that could possibly harm Frederick.
Suspenders also seem more comfortable for some reason. Like you
I would
can,
say so.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. This is really funny if you listen for the thud.
Where are those pie crusts?
Found it!
It is a really hard thump.
Yeah, it's funny.
Right, and
poor kid.
I just don't know of any other show where you're torturing kids.
Yeah, and the whole thing is kind of like revolving around him basically getting beat up, and then Frasier and Lilith just are ignorant of it.
And here comes our, my favorite line from the episode.
I taste blood.
I just was cracking up when I heard that. It was just so funny. Let's see. So Lilith and Frasier come back and they're like kind of, you know, they have a bit of an ego. They think that the interview went really well. But they start second guessing things.
They're overthinking things, which is their downfall.
What should I play next?
I think that, I think it's hilarious when she's like, bang up job. I think probably the gold of my hair thing.
Okay.
When they go back to the house. So they thought it went well. They second guess it. They're like, better go back to the house and, convince this guy that we are really committed to this school.
I was thinking it would have been funny if they actually medicated themselves before they went there and they blew it that way. because them being so nervous, maybe take too much Valium or something.
Yeah.
But and this whole time, Niles is just drinking wine out of the measuring cup, which is total classic.
Speaking of dumbass ideas,
it's like I'm drinking 4 ounces every time.
Yeah.
But yeah, they come back to Dr. Campbell's place.
Ah, yes, Dr. Campbell, I hope we're not disturbing anything important.
Well, actually, I'm a bit frazzled trying to get my Thanksgiving dinner together.
I'm afraid I lost an earring here this morning.
Oh, well, I'll have a look around and call you if it turns up.
Do you think I might be able to take a peek right now? I wouldn't even think of asking, but it was a treasure gift from Golda Meir.
Very well.
Thank you.
Oh, forgive me. I must turn the heat down on the pumpkin soup.
Lilith, we rehearsed everything we were going to say on the ride over. Where the hell did Golda Meir come from?
Well, I admit it wasn't half as clever as but it got us in.
Any luck?
Not yet.
We're so sorry about this. Hmm? The whole ride over here, we kept saying, why did this have to happen at the only school that matters to us?
Yes, as you know, Marbury is our first choice.
Oh, look, here it is. That was lucky.
Remarkably so, considering that wasn't the chair you were sitting in.
Well, I suppose it's time we can be shoving off.
I'm curious. I've always been a great admirer of Mrs. Meyer. How did you meet?
Oh, well, it's a funny story.
Yes.
I love how she does this. This is like a real funny thing where she can't come up with a good story, so she passes it to Frasier.
Yeah.
Frasier, you tell it much better than I do.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, it was back in college days. Lilith spent a summer at a kibbutz and was dating her grandson, Oscar.
That would be Oscar Meyer.
Yes, well, just imagine the ribbing he took.
Indeed.
And this is kind of what I like about Frasier sometimes, is sometimes we'll get the lowbrow humor. You know, that's just kind of a funny thing, but it's mixed with this weird joke about, you know, the Prime Minister of Israel.
Yeah, like this really like specific reference.
Yeah, and yeah, it's just kind of weird. Now, my neighbor's name is Meyer. It's his first name.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it was funny. My wife just calls him Meyer. I'm like, it's just funny. One of these kind of things. He's a nice guy, though. You'd like him. You'd like him. That's my only story. But yeah, Meyer died in 1978. So it doesn't really make total sense that even this joke would land. But, of course, it's all fake. Doubly fake.
I would like, yeah, it'd be funny if the guy like pointed out the timeline or something on it.
Right. But Golda Meir is a pretty important female. I think she was the first prime minister of Israel. And I'm pretty sure she was responsible for pushing Israel to become a state. So a lot of big stuff with GM. So let's see.
Marbury thanked them for their interest, which means they're out.
I really like the way this was done. It was like, what?
Yeah.
Well, it's so good to see you both again. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Marbury thanks you for your interest.
Wait a minute. Marbury thanks you for your interest. We know what that means.
Oh, good. Then you'll have no trouble interpreting this.
Classic TV slam.
Slams them in their face. Yeah. And then we have Freddy's injuries are like stockpiling.
They're terrible.
He has gum in his hair.
Yeah, like they're trying to cut it out. And it's funny, like Martin has the scissors near his eye. I'm just taking a screenshot. I mean, this kid, he has like cotton up his nose, yeah. Bruises.
Gum, didn't you? Not just gum, bubble gum.
Well, maybe what threw him off is having to breathe through his mouth while he chewed it.
You know, Frederick, when I was a boy, nothing brought a smile to my face like when Mother would make a remoulade and let me lick the spoon.
Thanks, Uncle Niles.
You think maybe I should trim his bangs a little bit?
Maybe you should put the scissors down while he still has one good eye.
And this is just great. Just, like, how can you, like, make it even worse?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Is the anchovies in this?
Yes. Oh, my God, I've never seen hives break out that fast.
It's just poor kid. He's got his little vest on. He's just a little pudgy
little
kid.
Little sweater vest.
Yeah, he's a cute little kid. Well, sort of cute. I don't know. I think he's perfect for this role.
To be continued on The Office.
Yeah, sadly. What do you think of him? Do you think that they should have cast a different type of kid?
I think he works for it. He kind of becomes less cute when he gets a little older.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess like is probably normal or whatever, but yeah, I think that, I mean, he's better than the first kid they had cast in the first season episode with Frederick. I think he fits the role well enough. I mean, it's honestly a pretty minor role. It's kind of crazy what a minor role his son has in the show overall, but I think that he works for it.
Hmm. So Frasier and Lilith are back, but they're kind of freaking out. But they have another plan. They're going to bribe him. They're going to bribe Dr. Campbell. And that's another thing that comes up, I noticed, with Frasier's with discussion. I mean, Frasier is a radio DJ or a radio host for a self-help show on an AM station. He cannot be making very much money, even back in the 90s.
I mean, this is like a thing that people ask about a lot.
Like his apartment would be really he wouldn't be able to have this lifestyle or apartment unless he had money elsewhere.
Yeah, which I suppose.
Lilith, on the other hand.
Well, because before he got this job in Seattle, he had a private practice. Don't really know what kind of money he was bringing in there. What kind of settlement did the divorce have? Does he have investments elsewhere? You know, like there are like a number of reasons why he maybe would, but it's kind of weird too, because both he and Niles, well, which like Niles married money, because like, you know, Maris is very rich, and that's kind of how he comes by the money, but they both end up living like these really luxurious lifestyles, but his parents are like not portrayed as rich. I mean, like when we hear snippets about their childhood,
mm-hmm.
like their father was a cop, their mother was she was a psychiatrist too, but she worked like in crime scenes and stuff. That's like how their parents met.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, like their like lifestyle that they lived, like they went to private school and you know stuff like that, like stuff that like you would like associate with people that are more well off. But like, I don't think that they were necessarily like rich growing up. You know, like I think that their parents worked and like spent it on their educations and like and stuff like that. But they both end up as adults really like living these
like white white collar or even very privileged lives. What is Lilith, what is her profession?
She is also a psychiatrist, but she does more like research, like laboratory research.
Now Frasier doesn't practice though, he's just the radio guy, right?
Right. So, like, when he was in Boston, he had a private practice. Then he does the radio thing in Seattle. And then the last season of the show, he starts doing a private practice. Then he does both.
You would imagine that a private practice would make more money than.
Yeah, it is kind of weird, too, because there's, like, a point, too, where, like, he gets everybody fired from the station. So he's, like, unemployed. And that's, like, the big thing where it's, like, they're unemployed. He has to, like, find a job. But I'm, like, why would you not just open a private practice?
Right. Like, you can always fall back on that.
Yeah.
So they go back to Dr. Campbell's to bribe him, essentially.
Ah, Dr. Sternin and Dr. Crane. Forgive me if I don't give you a big hello hug. But as you can see, I'm wearing this greasy apron. On top of which, I'm beginning to loathe the sight of both of you.
All the more reason for us to be brief.
Yes, I'm sure you'll be on your way just as soon as you've found the cufflink given to you by Haile Selassie.
That's a reference. I have no idea what they're talking about.
Actually, I don't know that one either.
Yeah. I was like, what did he say? I'm like, I'm not going to bother. I'm sure it's good.
No false pretense this time. We know that with so many qualified applicants and only one position open, that your decision must be very difficult.
Yes, and so
in the spirit of the holidays, like Indians, to your pilgrim's table, we bring this little bit of garnish, as it were, in the hopes that our relationship may flower.
I'll have you know that in 22 years I have never accepted a bribe. I have to tell you that I find this utterly offensive in every possible way.
I love it how he looks at what it is and then says, in every possible way.
Yeah.
I just think that this is so uncharacteristic of Frasier to bribe somebody at this point. Or attempt to. Or do you think that it's...
I think think... I don't know. I mean, I think that, like, when he gets something... Because that's kind of, like, a thing, though, that, like, his character has, like, these really kind of, like, high principles.
Mm-hmm.
But when he gets kind of, like, desperate, he sort of does things that are, like, right. A little bit... You know.
Crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
In the next scene, it's pretty visual, but I think it's done so well, where Niles is making the turkey, and he's so impressed with it, and we see Martin come in and grab ice from the freezer, and I just love how Niles grabs the whole bottle of wine at this point. He has now graduated from the measuring cup to the whole bottle.
Yeah.
It's so funny. And while he leaves, Frasier and I'm calling everybody, I want to call them by their real names, but so Frasier and Lilith come in and steal the turkey. In just like 5 seconds, they leave. Niles comes back in and the turkey's missing. And he's just looking around very mysteriously.
It's hilarious.
In a weird paranoid way, he's like looking around like, what happened to it?
He checks the other oven.
I think it's crazy, though, that they would bring a turkey to this guy's house.
It's really crazy.
But nonetheless, that's what they're doing. So here's...
Beware of geeks bearing gifts.
And they do mention... I didn't think about it until you pointed it out. The Thanksgiving tortellini. That could be pretty good. You mix in some seasonings, I guess.
I like tortellini.
Sure.
Very special.
I'd eat tortellini on Thanksgiving.
I'll have tortellini right now.
Well, plus he mentioned he has pumpkin soup, and it looks like there's stuffing.
Pumpkin soup's pretty awesome, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like they don't have the turkey, but I think they're still having a pretty bang-up meal.
Well, I mean, the truth is, all right, turkey's fine and everything, but it's really the sides that make the meal.
Yeah, right, because, like, the turkey's, like, good, and, I mean, like, turkey can be better or worse. Like, you know, you can make it in a way that's, like, really, really very good and juicy, or, like, maybe you made it dry, you know?
Yeah, but it's kind of like... Yeah, keep adding gravy, you know?
Yeah, yeah, right. But I think that, right, it's like the potatoes and the gravy and the...
And all that good stuff. I want to make Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian. I'll bring a turkey over here.
I'll bring a lasagna. And that's how my life was growing up with Thanksgiving. I don't know how your Thanksgivings were, but... The Italian people in my family would have, like, these... Like, there would be a turkey, but it would just be around big ziti and lasagna and all these other full,
like,
meals.
Very Italian.
And it's like, you go home, or if it's not at your house, you're left with, like, 35 pounds of everything. It's just crazy. The
you're
amount
right.
of food. It's like, nobody could eat this food in a lifetime. Anyway. So.
Holiday.
But we're eating it in one day.
Hey, Brian, I can eat it all. Dr. Quincast reference.
That's all. Pamela, Cynthia, I'm particularly grateful that finally you've been able to set aside your differences and join us in this Thanksgiving tortellini.
Well, as angry as I was that you admitted Regan to Marbury instead of our Wesley, it's all worked out for the best.
Hmm?
Wesley is thriving at the Barclay School.
I'm delighted to hear it. Oh, I have a dusty bottle of Chateau Lafite in the cellar, waiting for an occasion like this.
This scene reminds me of there's this avant-garde film called The Discreet Charm of the Bourgeoisie. And mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of it?
I have not.
It's one of these movies. It's essentially it's about a party much like this, and it's it just everyone's awful like this, right? And no one can bring it upon themselves to be the first person to leave the party. And that's basically the entire story of it. And you have all this weird stuff like goats come by. And it's just a very weird thing. But it's essentially 2 hours of this. And people start killing
it. Sounds like it actually might be pretty interesting.
And murders happen. You know, it's a very, very strange, strange art film. But the discreet charm of the bourgeoisie. Anyway. And also, I happen to have a bottle of what he has, and it's way too fancy for me.
You said someone gifted it to you, right?
Yeah, somebody gave it to me, a Chateau Lafite Rothschild, 1968. And it's like, I don't know what to do with this. It's far too fancy for me. So it sits in my cellar, just sitting there. People are like, just drink it. It's like, no way. I could sell this.
Well, you maybe better store it properly, because there's an episode of Frasier when a bottle is not stored properly. It's disgusting.
This is stored properly, as far as I know. You know, it's like I don't know too much about this, but it's stored, I think, as properly as possible. I think that I could... I think I'm going to look into selling it, because I know what's going to happen. I'm going to drop it or something.
And then be like, crap, now I have to lick it off the floor.
And I think it's illegal to sell on eBay, so what you do is when you list it, you just sell the bottle, and it just so happens that it's unopened.
Oh, really? That's funny.
Yeah. At least in New York. I don't know. Down south, maybe. You know, each state has, like, their different rules. But in New York, you're not allowed to sell alcohol on the internet. Because God forbid you have wine.
How do they, like... Well, that's, like, a whole other thing. But, like, so, like, eBay... Like, would it be, like, an eBay rule or just, like, eBay in New York?
I think it's a little bit of both. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've received wine. Like, I've ordered cases of wine and it was delivered to the house. And as long as somebody's 21 or older to sign it.
Yeah, well, like, we've had that, too. Like, there are some weird laws with stuff like that here. But we've ordered, like, wine and beer, and it's been delivered to the house. We've, like, visited wineries that can, like, ship to us. But also there's some weird thing, like, with the state where, like, they cannot deliver alcohol. Like, that's, like, forbidden to have, like, alcohol delivery.
Yeah.
Which would have made a lot of sense when everything was shut down to just let them deliver alcohol, you know?
Yeah, bring it to me.
Yeah, and then I was kind of like, I don't really understand, like, why it's forbidden to, like, deliver alcohol, yet I can, like, order alcohol and have it just, you know, like, I can, like, order this box of wine or, like, case of wine or whatever and have it.
It makes no sense. And here in New York, we've had this discussion before, like, you need to go to a liquor store to buy liquor or wine. You cannot go anywhere else to buy these things. You know, and it's kind of just really restrictive. I mean, in California, you can go to a Ralph's and buy tequila if you want it.
Yeah. Well, like, a lot of the laws are, like, so weird. So, like, around here, like, beer and wine, you can get, like, anywhere, anytime, basically, 24/7. And then, like, for, like, liquor, the liquor stores close at 7 p.m. But I'm like, so after, I'm like, what's the reasoning? So, like, they close at 7, so you can't get, like, your liquor, like, later than that, but I'm like, but I can go get a box of wine and drink the whole box of wine.
Well, you know, back, this is like only maybe 8 years ago that liquor stores were not even open on Sunday here.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it all goes back to, like, you know, church and, you know, religion.
Like the blue laws.
Yeah. And which is just surprising because, you know, New York is, I mean, weed is no longer illegal here, but you can't. You have all these restrictive other laws. Strange. Hey, Brian, bring me that weed. Bring me those edibles. A bag of...
The kid would be a dealer.
Yeah, he would, you know, yeah. I got these. He fell off a truck. Brian. All right, so he goes on.
Well.
Well, I'm not going to play their chatter. Their chatter is really boring.
They're just, like, rivaling families that are jealous because the one kid got in school and the other didn't.
And what is the name of this actress? I always forget her name. Jane?
I don't remember her name, but, like, she's in a bunch of stuff. Yeah. What is it? Jane?
Yeah, Jane something. She's, like, in, like, Best in Show and all of those kind of comedies. She's really funny most of the time. Not in this at all, but she's memorable. So they come with the turkey.
Hello.
Hello. Is Dr. Campbell in?
I guess he'd just gone to the cellar to get a bottle of wine.
Yes, but we don't mean to intrude, but we heard that he was having trouble with his turkey, and we thought we should drop this buck.
Oh. He's presenting the turkey like it's an offering.
I know, it's so funny.
So desperate.
His body language is hilarious while he's doing it.
And he's wearing those mittens, those oven mittens.
The oven mitts, yeah.
Oh, very generous of you. Please come in. Oh, look, everyone. These friends of Collins have brought us a turkey.
Well, I think Franz is probably stretching it just a tad.
You see, our son was a candidate for Marbury, and in our zeal to see him accepted, we may have come on a bit strongly.
Yes. I'm sure you understand, as parents yourselves, it's only natural to wish the very best for your son.
No, absolutely. There are other good schools. Barclay is excellent.
Yes, well, thank you very much for trying to cheer us up, but I mean, if you're looking for filet mignon, you can hardly swallow ground chuck.
Ooh.
And I think that's where they were saying that their son is going.
If I
Was it one of them going? One
like
was accepted
one of the kids
and not
at the
other.
Table, like, yeah, one of the kids at the table goes to the school. So they're like, oh, you could send your kid here. And then they're like, no, that school sucks.
Filet mignon or ground chuck.
Now, Barclay is a very charming little school.
Little school?
No, don't be so sensitive.
Damn your condescension.
Damn your jealousy.
Don't talk to my wife that way.
Oh, shut up, Elliot.
And I'm not at all... I don't care about these people, so this scene is kind of silly to me, but I do like the reaction of Frasier, where he's kind of annoyed, too. He's like, why am I even here, type of thing.
Yeah.
Don't do my husband that way! That way! Quiet!
We brought a turkey.
I don't know how this started. I can only be sure it started with the two of you.
You were.
His voice is so funny.
Actually,
My husband was saying he was watching some movie that had this guy in it, and now I can't remember which one he was talking about. Because I was saying we're going to like review this one, and he was like, I was watching this movie, and I saw this guy, and he was like so familiar, and I was like, who is that guy? And I was like, this guy.
That's so funny. It's so weird how you see some of these people kind of pop up in other shows.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy's, like, super proper. I think he plays this role really perfectly.
He does. Like he looks like... He, like, looks the part, too.
Yeah, he's, like, the headmaster, totally.
Yeah.
Man, if I never set eyes on either of you again, unfortunately, there's only one...
He does that a lot, you know. It's a funny thing to kind of introduce to you, you know, when you're talking...
Maybe I should start doing that.
One way I can think of to ensure that. Your son Frederick is hereby admitted to the Marbury School. However, he will be immediately expelled if either of you violates any of the following conditions. You will not bring him to school. You will not collect him. You will not attend any recitals, plays, sporting events, or school functions. Up to and including Frederick Crane Day, should we ever have one.
Isn't it really like his kids? She's like, up to and including.
If we ever have one, nah. It's so weird. He's such a weird little dialect. Like, what is that? Nobody talks like that.
When graduation comes, you will dispatch an appropriate envoy with a video camera.
With a video camera. Video. Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
And now it is with great pleasure that I bid you goodbye forever.
Allow me.
I like it. He just kind of slams the door for him.
Yeah, it's funny. And then they're all like, we're in.
Yeah.
We're in.
And that's how it ends. I do like these little things at the end of Frasier.
Yeah, the little end credit scenes. There are some really kind of like with the title cards, how they tie in with the episode sometimes in really obvious ways and sometimes in really nuanced ways. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're always really funny. I like how it like kind of ties everything together.
No one ate the tortellini, the Thanksgiving tortellini, or the turkey, so...
I guess those people just were fighting and then they all left.
They all went out in a huff.
Yeah. Well, I love that Dr. Campbell, like, was polishing off his bottle of wine. He's, like, pouring a glass, and the bottle's, like, empty. He's like, meh.
Yeah. I mean, I think
this is... He and Niles need to get together to have a drink.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. He'd be... I would have loved it to be this as well as maybe Niles the next day, kind of like, with a hangover.
Right.
Just eating mashed potatoes or something. But I think this
or
is...
Or like Niles the next day, like with his backup turkey that gets like stolen or something.
The backup
like
turkey. I think this is a really funny Thanksgiving episode. And I don't know. There aren't too many Thanksgiving episodes when it comes to television for the most part.
Yeah, it tends to get overshadowed. I mean, especially in comparison to like Halloween or Christmas, which I think are like the two really big holidays that shows tend to do, especially like sitcoms and stuff.
Yeah. But I enjoyed this. I think I'll revisit this annually at least.
Yeah, their other Thanksgiving one, too, you should watch. In season 7, they have a funny Thanksgiving one that takes place in Seattle, and Lilith is there, and so is Frederick.
Maybe I'll watch that one as well. I'll watch the one with the bar mitzvah, as well as the Frederick 2.0.
Yeah, I can give you all the good episodes to watch, but guess what? There's over 200 of them.
It's like, guess what? There's over 200. Just pick any of them. No. I've only seen like a few episodes where I'm like, eh, it's like, you know, it's okay. But
yeah,
I don't know. So far, I'm really enjoying the show. But yeah, I'm not going crazy with it yet.
But you got it.
But you got it.
But you got it.
No, I'm savoring it. Like the Chateau Lafite.
Like the filet mignon.
Yeah. I'm not going to eat it like it's Chuck.
Well, it's kind of a shame that none of the people ate the turkey, though, because then, like, what did they eat back at the house?
Taco Bell.
They had no turkey.
But I'm looking forward to my turkey. Do you have, like, any Thanksgiving things that you make in particular?
It's just kind of classic stuff. Turkey, potatoes, gravy, you know, biscuits, pie, stuffing, beans, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, we do pretty much the same thing. I tend to do stuffed mushrooms. That's the one thing that I kind of look forward to eating.
I love mushrooms.
Yeah, we get like mushroom caps and I stuff them with some junk and they're tasty.
That sounds good.
Get a nice box of wine.
Send me one in the mail.
Send me one in the mail. Ziploc. What is this? Like a cop
shows
up. By the
time it gets here, it's all just like disgusting.
Yeah, it's like all like greasy. Ugh.
Yeah.
But well, Kelly, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you too.
Thank you so much for doing this episode. I look forward to the next one. Thank you for listening to Retro TV. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider subscribing and leaving us a review. See ya next time.